Thank you. The Lord kept telling me on Sunday to do this. I was not prepared in any way at all. I've been sick for 3 weeks, so I do a lot of prayer when I'm sick, but I don't do a lot of reading. I'm just being honest with you. So I hadn't read it, and Patty said, oh, it's great. I said, well, I know it. Everything about it's great, you know. So let's get started here. One thing is kind of funny to me. I was looking back through some stuff, and I found this little declaration, and I'm going to say it tonight. If y'all want to say it, and that's fine with me, but you will remember it. This is my Bible, and we used to hold it up, you know. If we didn't, we just held our hand. This is my Bible. I am what it says I am. I have what it says I have. I can do what it says I can do. It's God's word. It's his will, his way. Therefore, I am steadfast, unmovable, always at all times abounding in the work of the Lord. I am not the product of my past. I am the product of God's word. I couldn't help it. I had to bring that back. I had to do a little remembering because I loved that. I got chill bumps right now. And I don't know if Miss Hall did that or if it was Marshall and Darlene together, but I'm going to tell you, we did it for a good little while, and it meant so much. So I've been praying that over myself during this right here. So we are on the 12th letter of the Hebrew alphabet. It's Psalm 89 through 96. Can y'all hear me? Okay. It looks like you would say lambed, doesn't it? That's not the way you say it. The Hebrew name is Lamad. L-A-M-A-D is how it's set out to pronounce. L-A-M-A-D, Lamad. And it means to learn or teach. And I needed that. I needed to learn more about this, so I kind of did some digging, you know, because I really love a great discussion, a good discussion. So let's start with 89. It says, your word, Lord, is eternal. It stands firm in the heavens. And so real quickly, I'd like for us to turn to Matthew 24 and 35. If you want to turn in your phones or however you want to get there, Matthew 25 and verse 35. What did I say? 24. And 35, and I can't even find it. So let me look here where I'm at. I'm not nervous, y'all. I'm not nervous a bit. Okay. 24 and 35. Am I there? No, I'm not there yet. Okay, Brenda, do you have it? Read it for me. Very good. It says, your word. Sometimes I think, why does it just say your word? Why does it say your words with an S? But see, the word is this whole thing. Here. The word is plural. The word. Your word. It's not just your words. So it's just It's just the way it is. Your word, Lord, is eternal. And you just read another place in the Bible, and it tells many places of how this word and the Lord is eternal. And you can find it over and over all through the Bible. It stands firm in the heavens. Well, if you'll look up one verse above this, in number 88, it says, in your unfailing love, preserve my life. So one of the words, or one word of the Lord, is his characters. Could be love. His character, of course, is love, joy, peace, patience, kindness, goodness, faithfulness, gentleness, and self-control. And in Galatians, that's found in Galatians 5:22. But early on in Galatians, in Galatians 2, it talks about, and it didn't say this in the other part, that says that God does not show favoritism. In other words, he don't love Marshall any more than he loves Tony, believe it or not. You're so welcome. But I'm just saying, titles don't mean nothing to God. He is favored, I guess. Dead Brent? No. But God doesn't show favoritism. Aren't we thankful for that? I mean, you know, we always say God is good, and everybody always says God is good all the time. Well, they can't say that about me. I'm not good all the time. I'm good. Even Marshall, he might say something bad to the dogs or the goat or whoever. He's not good all the time, but he's good. God is the only one good all the time. And eternal, let's see, go back up here. Your word, Lord, is eternal. It stands firm in the heavens. Eternal is lasting or existing forever. It's without end or beginning. Can you imagine when we get to heaven, we're not going to have any thoughts of beginning or end? There won't be nothing like that, because there is no ending. Eternal, there is no ending. It's infinite. It's just goes on and on and on. It's hard. It's like blows my mind to think that we're going to be there forever and ever and ever. Because we think sometimes when we're sick, we're going to be sick forever and ever. But just, we're not ever and ever. Okay, where are we at? Number 90. Let's go to, your faithfulness continues through all generations. You establish the earth, and it endures. Endures, suffering patiently. I thought, that's awful. It sounds awful, doesn't it? I don't want to suffer, but to just, you know, you got to be patient in the times that you've got hardships. You remain in existence. You last. Endurance lasts and lasts and lasts. So thank you, Jesus, that your faithfulness will continue through all generations. You establish the earth, and it endures. Verse 91, your laws endure to the day, for all things serve you. All things serve you. Brenda, would you look up Colossians 1:16 and 17 and read what it says? I'm stretching it out, y'all, because I don't have a whole lot. That should cause you to serve him. That should cause you to be a servant of God. And that's what this is talking about. For all things serve you. Why? Because he made all things in the earth. He made all things in heaven. He made everything. So that should be enough for us all to want to serve him or be one of his servants. Okay, where are we at? Number 92. If your law had not been my delight, I would have perished in my affliction. Okay, this is David. This is David talking. Okay, yes, it's a good one. If your law had not been my delight, and David is talking about delight because it's rooted. His law was rooted in him, okay? And if your law had not been my delight or rooted in me, I would have perished in my afflictions. His hardships would have been more than he could have handled if he hadn't been rooted in God's law. Do y'all understand that? Do y'all see that? When I read that, I was like, whoa, because God has done this for each and every one of us, y'all. Each and every one of us have been afflicted in some way. But if we hadn't been rooted in his word and his self, period, we would have perished. We would have perished. Number 93. See, we're just rolling right along, aren't we? Number 93, I will never forget your precepts, for by them you have preserved, I have trouble with that word, preserved my life. I will never forget your precepts, for by them you have preserved my life. Is there anybody else in here who has to read something over and over sometimes? Oh my gosh, y'all. I'm doing it here, but when I'm studying or reading, I got to go over and over and over because, and every time I might get something different in this head, then I might forget it. And so, you know, I got to take the last thing that comes up. But anyway, I will never, I will never forget your precepts, for by them you have preserved my life. Forget. I know it's not a very big word in this verse, but it stuck out to me. Aren't we glad that everybody's got a little bit different thinking and stuff? But forget, in Hebrew, in this deal says, it's called S-H-A-K-A-C-H. I don't know if I can even say it right. Shakak. That's all I know how to say. Shakak. Anyway, you know, all them C, H's, and K's, when the Hebrews would talk about, you know, kaka. Anyway, shakak. And it means, if you forget, then you won't be keeping. You can't grab it. You can't hold on to it. His commands. And I know it's a simple word, and we know what forget is, but think of it. If you forget, what's going to happen? I will never forget your precepts, for by them you have preserved my life. David is saying, I'm not going to forget because I know what you've done for me. Over and over and over for David. And he's not the only one in the Bible that God did stuff for. Over and over, just like us, you know, just like us. I don't know about us sometimes. Okay, where are we at? Number 94. We're on 94. Save me, for I am yours. I have sought out your precepts. And this is David still talking. Save me, for I'm yours. I have sought out your precepts. Number 95. The wicked are waiting to destroy me, but I will ponder your statutes. To me, there's one three-letter word in there that is so big, and that's the but. But I will ponder. Do you know that if he didn't ponder on something, he considers it. He thinks on it. He weighs it out, you know, because he's not going to make a decision until he does. Till he thinks about God's statutes or his precepts or his laws, he's not going to make a decision because he knows that he'll be destroyed. It says it right there. The wicked are waiting to destroy me. Does the enemy ever want to try to destroy you? I think so. But if we think on and we ponder and we consider his laws, his love, his all his characters, every one of them, love, peace, joy, kindness, go on and on, patience, then you're not going to be destroyed because God is with you. Okay, we're nearing the ending, aren't we? I told you it wasn't going to be long. All right, number 96. To all perfection, I see a limit, but your commands are boundless. Your commands are infinite. They're without limits, period. Brenda, you want to read Matthew 5, 17 and 18 for me? Matthew 5, 17 and 18. To all perfection, I see a limit, but your commands are boundless. If you read the NIV, it says one stroke of the pen, it doesn't matter. And this is Jesus talking. This is red letters. It's him telling us there's nothing in this Bible that hadn't been written without his permission, without him not knowing, his spirit being in it. Okay? So everything about his law, it's boundless. It's without limits. It's infinite. It's wonderful, isn't it? That is what we are learning from Lamed. And what, well, I'm not a real good teacher, but I do kind of have fun doing this. And the Lord, I might be nervous. And I said, Lord, but I ain't studied. I haven't done anything. But God is with me. He gave all this to me, y'all. I'm not bragging. I'm bragging on God. He gave all this to me in about 2 hours because there's been so much distraction right now going on. It's just crazy. Yeah. So anyway, I've got a little bitty thing here. I'm going to kind of sum all this up. And I want to say one thing before I finish here. Brandon, I love, love, love what you said Sunday. You might have said it 100 times, but I didn't hear it till Sunday. And you said, God, do what you do. Do what you do in me. Do what you do in this church. Do what you do. And I kept saying that through all this. And so, I'm sorry if you're not getting just completely blown away by all this info, but It's been fun. This 119 has been fun. It's been so fun. Okay, here it is, my ending, my. David, he wrote most of Psalms he wrote. Now, there was a few I read back that Moses wrote some. I don't know, but I'm going to go with David. David set his mind upon the Lord. Now, I'm talking about this whole little Lamed verses. David set his mind upon the Lord and contemplated his word and faithfulness. He was strengthened by learning, teaching, and living God's word, which is boundless and never fails. David wants readers to walk in God's law, for this way of life is the key to happiness and blessings.
Yes, you can add. Please add. Okay, as to all perfection, I see a limit. When I travel, I look and I see mountains and I see beautiful forests. And to my eye, it is so beautiful. And I just say, God, this is so beautiful. And then I take a picture and my picture looks nothing like what I've seen. And then I know, I say, God, you know what heaven's going to be like? This is just that endless image. Yes. So anyway, I wrote, the very best things only go so far. There is an end. The beauty of the world has limits, but God is limitless, and he is eternal. And the more I know, the less I know when reading the scriptures.
Hallelujah, that's so good, Patty.
That's good.